Basically, this presentation is intended to give an overview and background regarding the interplay of the doctrines of diversity jurisdiction, removal, and improper joinder, and sort of the bedrock foundation and basis for diversity jurisdiction rests in the concept of original subject matter jurisdiction in the United States federal courts. And this is probably old hat for most of you, but obviously federal courts only have original jurisdiction in two situations. If there's a federal question involved or where there's diversity of citizenship involved. And that was stated somewhat more archaically in the case that's listed there on the slide, United States versus DeVoe, which actually involved the expansion of the National Bank at the time. They phrased it more that the original jurisdiction of the federal courts came into play where the peace of the Confederacy might be involved or where the state tribunals could be supposed to be impartial or not to be impartial. So that kind of gives you a flavor of the background of how the concept of original subject matter jurisdiction in federal courts evolved and the concern at the time of the possible usurpation of the impartial state tribunals and why they deemed it to be necessary to have an outlet in the federal realm to alleviate any sort of impartiality. Now, diversity jurisdiction, as I'm sure all of you know, is provided for under 28 United States Code, Section 1332. And for our purposes, it's based upon a situation where the matter in controversy exceeds the sum of $75,000. It used to be $50,000 until about 25 years ago.